an honest look at politics and culture. This is the Wayne Bradley Show. Proud to be a young conservative from Detroit. Here's Wayne Bradley.
And welcome to the Wayne Bradley Show. Welcome back. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Whoever's listening in, I thank you for listening in today. This is my first time back, and I'm actually just testing out some of this equipment. So I would love to get any feedback from people that are listening in on the show. Give me a call. The call-in number, and I'm sorry, folks, I'm just getting reacclimated to everything here. The call-in number is 646-787-8194. Again, that call-in number is 646-8194. I also have a chat room that we can go in and get comments going in there as well. So this is going to be a more interactive experience. I started off on Blog Talk Radio, so I'm really excited to be back on here. It's been a while. I haven't been on the radio in a few months. Last time I was had my own show, it was in Detroit, the week of the Donald Trump event in Detroit. And a lot has happened since that time. Maybe I'll take some time and talk about that a little bit later. But right now, we're just going to, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm testing out the equipment, trying to get an idea of how everything sounds. So give me a call. Let me know how things sound. Let's talk a little bit. I know I was on Facebook Live, and I'm going to probably start that up again as well. 646-787-8194 is the call-in number, so feel free to give us a call. Let's talk today. We just got word that the Senate has moved to repeal Obamacare. There's a lot of concern from a lot of different folks, and I'm sure there's some rightful concerns there. So I want to hear what the people have to say about this. We elected Donald Trump, and this is one of his promises that he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare. So now that time has come. What does that mean for people who don't have insurance? I mean, who have insurance, and this is the only way they had insurance. I'm sure I have confidence in the leadership that they're going to make it in a way where it's going to benefit the American people, not hurt them. But we do have to watch and make sure that is taken care of properly. Give me a call, 646-787-8194. You're listening to the Wayne Bradley Show on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm just going to, you know, kind of just get started because we were talking on Facebook Live about it. I think that really people need to give Donald Trump a chance. I think that this is going to be an administration that's different from any other because he is going to have a direct relationship with the American people. He's going to, I honestly believe, because he was treated badly by both Republicans and Democrats, obviously, he owes the American people his job. He doesn't owe it to political consultants. He doesn't owe it to donors as much as he owes it to the American people. They made that decision. So I want to hear from the folks. I want to see if you're a Democrat, you know, you're probably a little upset about what happened. Are you going to give Donald Trump a chance, or are you going to go with the line, well, I'm going to give him the same chance that Barack Obama was given, which is, somewhat of a fair argument to make. But what do you plan on doing? Do you want to see the agenda that he's laid out for the urban communities? I know I'm interested in seeing how that will work out, but Donald Trump did something that I was hoping every Republican would do when they run for office on a federal level, which is go and visit urban communities. Go talk to the folks and get an understanding of what's needed. And I think that he did that. I think that he's given a blueprint that shows that you don't have to be scared. Now, you know, it was a hostile election. I mean, there were some tough times. But he still went into these areas. He went to places like Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, and still, despite all the negativity, delivered a message that said that, hey, he wants to help all American people and that he feels a responsibility to urban communities as much as he does to anybody else. And a lot of folks took it in when he said that, what else do you have to lose? Some people got offended by that. But maybe I wouldn't have said it that way, but in reality, the African-American community has gotten nothing for its loyalty to the Democrat Party. They don't have enough. You know, obviously, President Obama was elected, and that was a victory in terms of for black people moving up, having a, you know, giving the motivation. Because when I grew up, you know, when I was growing up, and I'm just turning 40 years old, I was always told that a black man would never be president of the United States of America. And sure enough, he did. And so I think things have changed, but I think that obviously things can get better. I'm going to go live on Facebook right now as well, so all my peeps that are watching on there can give a call in. This is, you know, like I said, this is my first show, and I'm just really testing out the equipment. I was excited to be in this opportunity where I had some good equipment and able to do a show from the comfort sometimes of my own home. Sometimes I'll be doing it from different locations. I've got some great ideas on how we're going to expand the Wayne Bradley Show and really, like I said, make it about talking to folks in the community. Give me a call, 646-787-819-8194. So I just went live also on Facebook, so people will know that I am live doing the Wayne Bradley Show right now on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 646-787-8194. I want to hear from folks on both sides of the aisle. There are concerns right now. You know, obviously, the Senate just voted to get rid of Obamacare, repeal Obamacare. So what does that mean? I'd like to hear from some people in the different professions, healthcare professions. You know, what does this mean? Because I said my father is a healthcare executive, and he was a little concerned tonight. And like I said, I've talked to other folks that have had reasonable expectations of what's going to happen over the next couple months. So I see my group, my Facebook friends are starting to build up. Hey, if you're listening, I'm live on Blog Talk Radio right now. What's up, Marty? You can call in at 646-787-8194. Jimmy Green just joined me on Facebook Live. Hey, Jimmy, Happy New Year, sir. I'm here on the Wayne Bradley Show live on Blog Talk Radio. I was so used to saying another thing, I almost gave an old dial on there, but we're going to talk about that at one point or another. But like I said, I'm just testing out the equipment. I'd like to get some input from folks that if they're listening, let me know how the audio sound. Maybe we need to make some adjustments. I'm getting back on the bike again, so to say, in terms of radio. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Happy New Year to you as well, Rob. Jimmy, how you doing, sir? I guess I could talk a little bit about that as well. Donald Trump invited some historically black colleges to perform at his inauguration, and a few of them, some of the bigger, more well-known universities, decided not to go to not to perform at the inauguration. Good. Rob, are you hearing me? You're hearing me probably loud and clear on Facebook Live. But if you can, go to Blog Talk Radio and join me on the Wayne Bradley Show on that link. I'd like to get some people's input on that. So, Marty, I'm looking at your comments here. You're saying the ACA was a mistake. The premiums are high. The deductibles and out-of-pockets are also high. Services are restricted. The best thing to do is to happen in insurance is to open trade. All right. If you can, Marty, go to Blog Talk Radio. I'll put the link on my Facebook site as well. I want to get I think the sound is definitely good from my phone, but I want to get some input from folks that are actually listening on the Blog Talk Radio platform. So if you can, just go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the Wayne Bradley Show on there. You can also download all my old podcasts, and after every show, that goes directly to iTunes. So make sure you go to iTunes and go to podcast and look up the Wayne Bradley Show, and you can subscribe right there. It's free, and that way, if you're traveling and you want to hear some of my shows again, you're more than welcome to do so. So thank you for listening in. So I want to know, at what point is it, Jim Brown was criticized for even talking with Donald Trump. Black colleges turned down an opportunity to be at a presidential inauguration. Where do we go? Are black people allowed to talk to Donald Trump without facing serious backlash from their community? I would say it's pretty tough, being in the position I've been in over the last 6 months to a year where things really heated up, and in particular when people realized that Donald Trump was definitely going to win the Republican nomination, people changed their tune. You know, a lot of people got mad, and it was a lot of okay, good. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you for listening in on Blog Talk. I'm just trying, like I said, trying to get a good idea of how the quality sounds. You just got some new equipment. Blessed to have that in the new year. So, hey, Kelvin, call in, man. Call into the show, 646-787-8194. Jimmy, congratulations, brother, on your new coaching gig down there in Florida. I know I saw you made a post a while back about how they take way better care of those coaches down there in Florida and Texas. So I'm glad you're down there and doing your thing, man. Congratulations. Dallas to the Super Bowl, Brandon? You already know. You already know. Dallas is definitely going to the Super Bowl. This has just been a good year for me. You know, besides my Spartans a little bit, that was rough, but my Cowboys are looking good. And definitely, you know, Donald Trump winning was a good vibe. I hate losing, hate being on a losing team regardless. And so it was a good thing. And we actually won that race a couple times because we actually had to go down and, do the recount efforts. So, hey, Elena, call in. Okay, I got a caller calling in here. So I'm going to take this call and see what we got going on here. Caller, thanks for calling in. You're on the Wayne Bradley Show.
Ray Bradley.
Thanks for calling in. You're on the Wayne Bradley Show.
Yes, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome to the Wayne Bradley Show.
Hey, how's it going, sir? I'm calling in, talking about the changing of the Obamacare.
Yes. All right, so what do you think so far, what you've seen here? The Senate just voted to repeal Obamacare. What do you think about that?
Well, Obamacare really it helped some people, like myself. I don't have the Obamacare. I have a private insurance that's purchased through a company. Mm-hmm. That's to a company. So, Obamacare only really helps people that can't afford insurance. Now, a lot of people can't afford insurance. They're really not going to say much. And they may not have the opinions as strong as other people that need Obamacare or don't have Obamacare. So it's like a given. Some things where the Congress, where the president passes, some deals they pass, it benefits some people. A lot of times it don't benefit people. And it's with all the bills, especially when you do the hair care, different type of assistance, which is census part has really got something to do with the state. But, you know, different bills that the government passed, a lot of the bills don't necessarily help people directly. They don't, you know, it can help you and it won't help you. It's a give and take, you know. It's a give and take with the Obama insurance and just insurance period. So, I mean, it was going to happen. They were going to repeal it. They kept talking about it, and now it's here. They're going to repeal it, and maybe they can put something else in place. Because the insurance mm-hmm. it actually hurts a lot of small businesses that can't afford the insurance for the workers. It actually hurts the small business, so they're affected also. And you know, it's a give and take. It benefits and it won't benefit some people. And that's basically
what
mm-hmm.
that's how it's got to be. Okay. Well, I appreciate you for calling in. Keep listening to the show. Like I said, I'm kind of working out some kinks here. I was supposed to have a producer that was helping out, you know, screening some of the calls, but I'm working on that. We're going to get all that together here in a little bit. But I appreciate you for calling in, my friend. Thanks for listening to the Wayne Bradley Show. I want to let everybody know that's on here. Thank you so much. I got people on Facebook. I'm going to figure out how to plug in that jack. I do have a splitter, so maybe people can listen in, but I don't know how to do all that, so I'm going to figure that out as well. I got another caller. Adi, thanks for calling in, man. I'm about to take your call if you're still on the line. Thank you. This is Wayne. You're on the Wayne Bradley Show live.
Hey, this is Adi.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Good to see you on Facebook, you know?
Hey man, I'm just like I said, I'm just happy to be out here trying to get back on the air a little bit and talk with the folks and see exactly how things are, you know, see where the temperature of the people are at right now, you know. You know, some people, obviously, some Republicans are, you know, Republicans, we're excited about all the change. But I like to hear from everyone and get an idea where we're heading as a country. What do you think?
Well, I think we're going in a great direction. I mean, I think especially after this election cycle, I think the American people have spoken, and we have a lot of great opportunity as conservatives and Republicans to be able to, you know, really help work on some legislation and get things done for the first time in a long time. Things that are going to help people.
Right. And I think that's, to me, like even yesterday when the Congress was voting on that ethics, you know, the ethics commission issue, and Donald Trump immediately came out and said, "No, I think this is a bad idea." I think that it showed right there that he is for the people, and he's not really trying to play the game on, you know, politics. He, you know, a lot of presidents wouldn't have done that, you know.
I agree. And I think that the fact that, I mean, he's looking at, you know, people who didn't support him, people from the other side of the aisle for the administration and for different roles and positions. I mean, I think that's a testament to the fact that he still is the president of all people, and he's showing that time and time again. What do you think about what do you think about our girl Ronna Romney McDaniel, or Ronna McDaniel rather, coming out here to Washington D.C. as the chair of the party?
Well, you know, as my current and will be, you know, she's the boss. I'm very excited. I think that it was a great move by Donald Trump. Ronna is a great leader. She works with everyone. I think that's the thing that people will come away with, is that she really listens to everyone and their concerns. And obviously she, you know, helping Michigan win and go for the Republican candidate for the first time in, you know, a very long time. It's a well-deserved recognition of the hard work she put in as a chairman here in Michigan. So I'm very excited. I think that, you know, it's a younger, it really reflects how our party is diverse, and we have a lot of different voices, and I'm looking forward to the things that Ron is going to do as chairman.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Wayne, I was going to ask you, so, you know, you've implemented a great strategy of outreach and coalition building and working with a lot of folks in Detroit, but also with the African-American community and with the Trump campaign and everything else. Do you think that was a great strategy that we should continue to implore maybe nationally? Is that something that you'd want to continue to work on in the future?
I definitely do. I think that, and in particular, in certain communities, the groundwork has been laid. The Growth and Opportunity Project that I was a part of here in Michigan, we did that in multiple states, and you have some people, some serious, hardworking stakeholders that were, you know, really, you know, carrying the Republican message in communities that sorely need to hear it. So, yes, I do think that there is a national strategy to that, and I hope that it will continue and build it up stronger and add to it. And so I think that if we want to continue to grow the party, I think that that's definitely a necessary component.
I think that's great. You know, as you know, as vice chair of coalitions for the Republican Party in Michigan, and also having worked for a national coalition and now doing some coalition and outreach type work for Senator Hatch, along with other things I do in the office, I can't thank you enough and tell you that I value all the work that you do, because I know how important it is, having done it myself, and also, you know, having been a minority as an Indian American coming up in the Republican Party and caring about the values that I do. It's not easy sometimes, and, you know, you get a lot of heat, and I imagine that you did in the election cycle, same way that I did.
Definitely.
In many ways. And I think that I would love to continue to be able to work with you in the future as well and on any capacity. So just want you to know I got your back.
Well, man, I appreciate that, Adi. Thank you so much, brother. Thanks for calling in, too. Does everything sound good in terms of the quality and stuff? Okay, excellent, man. I appreciate
that.
I look forward to seeing you soon, man. Happy New Year's.
Yep. And
I'm sure I'll probably next week in D.C.
Yep.
A couple weeks
in
D.C.
Let me know if you're ever out in D.C. Yep, let me know if you're in D.C.
I definitely will. Thank you, brother.
All right, take care.
Have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, so I'm getting back to some of my Facebook peeps here. I'm going to figure out how I can how I can do, how I can run the iPhone through my switchboard, because I see it right here, and I've got it plugged in anyway, so I'm going to figure that out, and so I can run that through the board, so you can actually hear on Facebook Live, I guess, all the conversations. But the quality is excellent, excellent, man. I'm glad that people can hear things. This is some new equipment. It's just as good as being in the studio, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to just, like I said, to have the conversation with my folks. I mean, I think I have some of the coolest Facebook followers, you know, friends out there. So give me a call if you want to, 646-787-8194. 646-787-8194. Again, I'm just running, kind of testing out the equipment. I'm going to figure that out, too, for all my peeps that are on Facebook. I'm going to figure out how I can link or patch my sound that's coming from the soundboard to the iPhone, so maybe folks can hear that. So I'm going to work on that and see what I can do here. What is that? Oh, those are filters. No, I don't want that. I'm going to figure it out, peeps. I'm going to figure it out. But give me a call, 646-787-8194. So, again, I wanted some of my Democrat friends to give me a call. I see Harry, you just joined in. Job Quarles, I got some good brothers that just have joined on my Facebook Live. But if you want to call in, 646-787-8194. What do you want to see out of a Trump administration? You know, even for my Democrat friends, what do you guys want to see? What are you confident in? What do you see good? What do you see bad? I mean, let's have that conversation. I think that is an important conversation we need to have. Donald Trump is going to do things a lot differently. What up, bro? How you doing? Like I said, man, feel free to call in, John, anytime, brother. 646-787-8194. You're more on the level plateau, man. What do you want to see out of a Trump administration, brother? I want to hear from some folks on that. I've also got a live chat room. I haven't even went on there to check that out. So I got one or two guests on there. Thanks for calling in. The calling number is 646-787-8194. First time back on Blog Talk Radio in about, let's see, how long has it been now? About 3 years. What I do appreciate about this is that I have the flexibility to go live at a lot of different places. We're talking about, you know, we're going to be doing some shows. I want to do some direct shows downtown from some of our favorite locations downtown. I'm in the process right now of talking to some folks about having maybe a political drink champs night one night. That'll be fun. Folks on both sides of the aisle. So it's going to be fun. Like I said, I'm trying to, like I said, it's a good feeling to be back on the air. I haven't really done this in a while, so I'm just grateful to have that opportunity to do that, have some decent equipment, and have a platform to actually talk to issues. It says, Trump needs to fix the communities who are enslaved to endless violence and lack of jobs. Well, I'll say this, Brian, the most encouraging thing I've seen about that was having Betsy DeVos come in as education secretary, Secretary of Education. I think that's, the foundation of a solid community is, family, faith, education, and, if you don't have a family, I think that's one of the biggest challenges facing our community right now. The family structure is torn apart. There's no government that can do anything to fix that. And I want to make that clear. But I think that the Ronald Reagan said the best social program is a job. And we have got to do a better job of getting people in our communities prepared, job prepared and job ready. For example, right now how they're building the Red Wings Stadium in Detroit. And there's been a fair amount of public outcry because not enough black workers and black business owners are getting any of the work. But a big part of the issue is that a lot of these folks in the community are not ready for those jobs. And so I think that that's a bigger discussion we need to have. And if you can, like I said, all my friends that are joining me on Facebook, join me on Blog Talk Radio. Go to the Wayne Bradley Show. I'll put the link or something in here. I don't know if I can. I do it on here. I'm going to try to put the link right on here so you guys can go to the website and check it out. BlogTalkRadio.com. I think it's slash the Wayne Bradley Show. So I apologize, folks. I'm just kind of getting acclimated to this again. Like I said, at some point I'll have me a production assistant that might pick up the phones and things like that to help me out to make this show run a little smoother. But right now you got to start. You got to start humble. That's what it's all about. Start humble. See what happens. But I appreciate everybody that's listening live. It's blogtalkradio.com, the Wayne Bradley Show. If you've never been, you know, I'll put the link up. But join me on here. We're having a good time, Wayne Bradley. I think I just did it the right way. Yep. So call in number 646-787-8194. So I want to, like I said, we talked a little bit. People said the sound quality is good, and that's a good thing. I'm trying to, like I said, this is new equipment for me, so just kind of learning, you know, learning how to use everything, and I'm enjoying it. It's good to be back on the air again. I really appreciate it. So we got a couple weeks to inauguration, and I was just asking this question a few minutes ago. If you're a black person, you consider yourself a black leader. Do you think you should go talk to Donald Trump? Do you think you should? Hey, Charmaine, well, we're talking just politics tonight. We're talking a few different issues. You know, really talking about giving Donald Trump a chance in the black community, and will people do that? So that's one of the issues we're talking about. Yay, I'm back on the air. Yep, I am. So give me a call here. We're on Blog Talk Radio, 646-787-8194. I'm going to do a better job moving forward, folks, of promoting links and all that. I just, like I said, I'm really just trying to get back. AC, Coach Collins, he's in the building. One of the best coaches in the country. My man, what's happening? So I'm people, if you're listening, you hear me talking. I'm also talking to my people on Facebook Live. And it's a great interactive way, like I said, of communicating with my guests. So I'm enjoying it. Give me a call, 646-787-8194. Do you think our black leaders should be talking with the Donald Trump? I think they should. If you call yourself a black leader and you represent our issues, why wouldn't you? Yes, indeed. Like you said, do you want to plan the menu or do you want to be on the menu? It's a real simple question. I agree, Jimmy. I agree. You know, a lot of folks, you know, like I said, when I saw that Jim Brown was being criticized for and was being called a sellout, I said, well, there you go. If Jim Brown is a sellout, then, you know, I don't think who could be safe in terms of black leadership if you can't let Jim Brown go and talk to the president-elect. And for the record, he had a great conversation with him. Thank you, Charmaine. I agree. You should at least have the conversation. Oh, man, what's up, bro? Come, my Mumford partner living on that west side. He moved over there to that west side of the state, enjoying that quality of life over there that the DeVosses and the Republican Party have helped put together. So. But going back to it, I just want to say that the thing that I'm encouraged the most by are some of the cabinet picks that Donald Trump has made. The one that excited me the most, obviously, is Betsy DeVos. And then also Ronald Romney McDaniel, my boss, is becoming the RNC chair, the new RNC chair. So congratulations to her. I'm very excited. And I knew that Donald Trump knows and evaluates people on performance, and no one did a better job in terms of being a state chairman. So congratulations. What's up, Matt? You like that, Emmanuel? You living that quality West Side life, you know? I know you're a solid Christian brother like yourself. I know you're a Republican. I know you don't want to catch the wreck, but I know conservatives when I see it, brother. It's okay. What do I think about Rex? Rex. I missed something today. Rex who? Rex Ryan, the coach, or what are we talking about here, Mike? Give me a call. I am, you know, I'm doing a lot of things here. I hope we got a call coming in. You're live on the Wayne Bradley Show.
Who are you? Who are you?
You're live on the Wayne Bradley Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you. Yes, sir. Thanks for calling. Well, I lost that call. Call back in. I heard you, but I don't know what happened there. Luann, I am on Blog Talk Radio. The link is on my Facebook page. Just go to Blog Talk Radio and look up the Wayne Bradley Show. You can listen live. You can also call in at 646-787-8194. One of his picks is against the whole weed legalization thing, you know, all those distilleries on the come up. Well, you know, one person does not make all the rules, and so I think, again, you have people on both sides of that issue, and I do understand that if I was in that industry, that I would be slightly concerned with some of the comments that people have made in the past. But, you know, just like a lot of other businesses in America that are becoming legal, my best advice would be to lobby and lobby hard. You know, that's really what that comes down to for the medical marijuana industry and also for the legal industry, which in certain states has already become commercially legal. So I think that that's a big issue. I am more of a libertarian on that. I think that that's obviously an individual choice, but in terms of the government, usually one way or another, they'll find a way to make it worse. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I got a call here from somebody from the D. Welcome to the Wayne Bradley Show.
Hey, Wayne. It's Mike. Hey, Wayne. It's Mike.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you bet, my man. I was curious what you thought about the Rex Tillerson pick, Trump's pick for Secretary of State.
I think that it's a good pick from the standpoint of he understands business. And I think that, again, you put someone in there that's not from – I like these folks that are not career politicians. I think that to me is a good thing. I can see some people having some concerns from the issues of maybe there being some conflicts of interest. But I think that what we're looking at now is – you know, understanding who our enemies are, and sometimes the enemy might work with you at a time. And I think Trump understands that. I really do. I don't think he's trying to, you know, people have made jokes about him chumming up to Russia. But I think he understands that we do have some common enemies, you know, and that's what he's working on. And, in terms of business, I can't really, you know, speak on how that's going to work out. But I think that it was a solid pick. I do think that he's someone that, you know, they were looking at some of the deals that were being done in Russia, and it's got a lot of going back and forth. But I think that in terms of fighting in the Middle East and different places, that it makes no sense to try to make Russia an enemy again. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a great pick. I mean, I find it odd that, you know, that I get, you know, like you do, that people are concerned about, you know, maybe his ties to, you know, the oil industry. But at the same time, he's already sold all his shares. He left Exxon early. You know, he lost $7 million leaving Exxon early to make sure that, you know, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't give up $7 million to come and serve the country. So as long as his motives are clean, then he's got more foreign policy experience coming into the Secretary of State's office than Hillary Clinton did.
And they actually, you know, he actually knows how to get stuff done. To me, that's what's appealing. A lot of these bureaucrats and stuff, they just don't know how to get stuff done. And that, to me, they know how to prolong things. They know we need folks now that are going to negotiate on behalf of America and put us in a winning position. And that's something he talked a lot about. But I didn't underestimate that. I always believe that that if elected president, he would put folks around that didn't come from this bureaucracy, that it's okay to take forever to, you know, to get things done. And I think that that's, to me, that's refreshing. Like I said, Betsy DeVos, you know, because some people were saying earlier, well, wouldn't you want someone that came from the public schools, who's been educated in public schools? I said, I'm sure there are people
that will
hire that in place that will help on that. But you don't have to be you know, a graduate of a public school to know that you need to fix some of the, you know, the public school systems in a lot of different cities and throughout America. And then you also need to fix, you know, rural situations. And you need to give the tools to parents where if they have no faith in the public school systems, then they can send their kids somewhere else, or they can homeschool. Give the parents the tools to be successful with their kids is my position on that.
What do you think Trump's, like, what do you think his first 100 days are actually going to look like? What is he going to do first? Second question, what do you want him to do first?
You know, judging based on what I've seen today, repealing Obamacare, repealing and replacing it is going to be the first priority.
What would you want same thing or something different?
I think it's just going to be more competition. I don't think people are going to be, I don't think people are all going to be just kicked off their insurance. I just think they're going to make it better. When they say replace it, if they just said get rid of Obamacare and didn't have anything else to put in place, I think that would be a problem. But they're saying repeal and replace it. And I think a lot of the Republican suggestions have been more on the open market side of it, and because it's still a controlled market where you only still have a few companies that are doing things, and they want to make it more comparable to how, car insurance was for the open market. Now, and, we just got to see how that looks and how these companies are going to work together to get that done.
Do you think tackling such a controversial issue from a partisan perspective is a mistake? For example, when Obama came into office and wanted to push Obamacare, had he pushed for some of the education reform stuff and listened to Arne Duncan, he could have gotten bipartisan support and maybe built a little political capital as opposed to spending it within his first 100 days. Do you think Trump's going to make the same mistake?
No, I think because Trump has the Senate, the Congress, and he made very clear some of the things he wants to do, I don't think he's going to spend all his political capital in the beginning. And I do believe that if he does the things that he promised to do, he'll be in good shape. I think if he focuses on those few issues, the issues that are most important and what he ran on in terms of Obamacare, infrastructure projects and education, if he works on those issues and, obviously does something with border security, which to me, border security and how he's going to handle some of his foreign policy are going to be important as well. So those are the issues I look for him to, strengthen up our borders, focus on education, and jobs, and like even right now where you see Ford and people like that are staying here, that are deciding to stay here and invest another $700 million in Michigan, I think that he will be able to put deals together that will work for American companies and for people to want to bring, keep their business here in the state of, in the United States of America.
Yeah, I got one more question for you, and then I'll let another caller get back to your show. What do you think is what do you think is the first thing you could do for the black community that would start to maybe open people's minds to a different way of considering political candidates in the future?
The thing he could do to open up, for the black community, I definitely think is the education piece. With the infrastructure jobs. But like I was saying earlier, even with infrastructure jobs, if they're not prepared or properly trained for those jobs, then you still don't get the intended results you want. So I think that those are the things immediately, and also showing some compassion on how he deals with the healthcare issue and making sure that people aren't left behind,
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the issues he's going to to me, education, and maybe also coming to these cities and having these town halls and getting input from each community, because every community does not have the exact same same challenge.
Sure.
Yeah, and so to me, those are the things that will be interesting to see how he does. But I appreciate you calling in, Mike. So everything sounds good on your end?
Oh, it sounds great, man. It's good to hear you back on the air.
Man, I appreciate that. So thank you so much for calling in. Keep listening in. We're going to be coming back. We're going to have some over the next couple of days. We're going to be having some really interesting guests lining up some stuff. So I'm just, like I said, testing out the equipment tonight and getting familiar with the new platform. So thanks a lot for calling in.
No, you bet, man. I'll be here listening.
Definitely. Thank you. All right, we got another caller here. I'm taking this call. We got a couple calls. Appreciate folks calling in. You're live on the Wayne Bradley Show.
Wayne?
Yes.
Wayne? Jeff,
I'm
Dad,
on the
how
air.
You doing, buddy?
Jeff, oh, Dad, the
you
man
doing,
himself.
Hey,
co-chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, Jeff Sack, was in the building. How you doing, sir?
Wayne Bradley's in the building, man. You're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and you're exactly right. I got involved in politics because of education. If you can't educate people to get the jobs that we need, and I'm in the building business, we can't find trades and all these great things going on in Detroit, and we can't fill the needs,
right.
This is what it's all about. And you know what? The man came down in Detroit. You put your neck on the line. He put his neck on the line. We love the cities, love the urban people. And I think when the results show up, we're going to have Republican Party is going to do really, really well, because the bottom line is people want to work. And there's a lot of other issues out there, but education and work are the two main issues, and we're going to get it done. And unfortunately, under Barack Obama's administration, more people on food stamps, underemployed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that the country's been more divided than ever in terms of the African-American and the white races and everything else. Too much finger-pointing. People work. They make money. Everybody's happy.
Right. No, I agree. I agree. And I said, this, to me, at this point, it's about giving them a chance. Give
Absolutely.
Him a chance to get things done. And I think that he can do it.
And Wayne, you know what? I know you well enough to know if he does something that falls out of line, you're not going to sit back. You're going to talk about it. You're just not a guy who's just going to stand idly by and watch bad things happen without speaking up about it. And that's why I think you're so well respected by everybody.
I appreciate that. I mean, like I said, we've got to keep our own honest. If we can't call out Democrats if we're not willing to at least talk about some of the same challenges, you know, as a Republican. It's not all one party's fault or anything like that. So
no.
It's an American issue, American problem. We all got to fix it together. So I'm glad that we have the opportunity to let our candidate, and we have, like I said, we have the Republican House, we have the Senate. So it's our turn is to fix some things here. So I'm looking forward to
it. It's our
turn,
but we got work to do. We don't relish the victory until we, do what we're supposed to do.
Yes, indeed. Well, hey, I'm looking forward to – thank you for everything you've done here in the Michigan Republican Party.
The
leadership.
It's everybody, right?
Everybody. You're like the glue, man. You know, you're like the glue of the party. You keep us all – it's not probably one person in the Michigan Republican Party can say a bad thing about Jeff Sackler. So
you have been reading my Facebook lately, Wayne. You got to check it out.
I didn't say anybody. I just said Republicans. But, we have to deal with those from time to time.
Oh,
too.
We got some tough guys in the Republican Party. It's Donald Trump. We got some tough guys. So
yes,
it's
do.
Okay. Takes all
well,
kinds,
thanks a lot
buddy,
for calling
as,
in.
Okay. Take care, buddy.
I appreciate it. Talk to you soon,
bye.
Jeff.
Bye.
I just missed somebody else's call here. I'm sorry about that. If you want to call back in, please do. 646-787-4894. So I guess I was having a couple problems on my Facebook Live because people were saying my screen froze. I'm going to figure out how I can do the split it to my board so you guys can actually hear the actual Blog Talk Radio on Facebook Live. I'm gonna have some tech guy that had to come over here and help me out on that, but this has been cool. I mean, it's good to be back on the air. It's good to just have these conversations. Like Jeff said, I will watch as an objective observer of anything. If something's not right, then let's talk about it and get it right, I won't ignore it just because it's a Republican. We got to talk about it. We got to fix things. And that's one thing I respect about Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. He's going to call you out and try to fix, and fix the problem. So what up, D? What's going on up there in Lansing, man? How you doing, brother? Thanks for checking in. If y'all get a chance, go to Blog Talk Radio and listen on there. You can also download all my episodes on iTunes now, so that's pretty cool. You can go directly to iTunes and save, and subscribe on there. I'm trying to figure that out, Charmaine. I'm giving it some test runs now. I'm gonna do some late night evening shows, and I'm also trying in the morning because I want to see, when people are active or calling in and being part of the. So it's no fun for me. I can sit here for an hour. Don't get me wrong. I can sit here for an hour and just run my mouth, but it's so much more fun when people are calling in and activity. So I'm looking forward to kind of doing some test runs at different times of the day to see what works best. So right now, say evenings are nice. A lot of people say evenings are nice, so I'm going to try that first. Obviously, I did this tonight first, and I used to do evenings before. And so it gives people a chance to relax. You've been working all day, kind of sit back and listen to the show. So, and now, like I said, you can actually listen You know, go to iTunes and listen. We got a chat room, and I haven't even had a chance to check my chat room, so we only got a couple folks in there. But go to Blog Talk Radio. Let's see here. We got somebody calling in here. Thanks for calling in to the Wayne Bradley Show. You're on live. All right. Speak now, forever hold your peace. You're live on the Wayne Bradley Show. All right. I'm going to have to hang up on that person there. So, that's good, brother. Taking it easy, just listening in. Glad to see you back. I'm happy to be back, man. I wish, I always try to play it cool, but I wish I could show y'all really how geeked I am to be back on the air after being yanked off the air for no reason. You know, I think one of these days I'm just going to dedicate some real time to that. But it was just some political foolishness, you know, unfortunately. I think I just got caught up in something that was bigger than me in terms of the radio, the owner of that station and everything else that was going on. I don't have any hard feelings towards it. It's just, you know, it's tacky the way he handles business. He does it with a whole bunch of other folks, too. So I don't even feel bad now. Now that I see how he handles it, you know, he treats a lot of folks like that. Ishmael Terry, what's up, brother? You got to talk, too. We got to get in touch, man. We got to sit down and talk. So I got somebody else calling in. That same person just called and didn't talk to me. You're live on the Wayne Bradley Show. All right. I'm just going to leave you on mute. Maybe if you decide to speak up, I'll bring you back on the air. So, yep. You know I'm going to keep it positive, Charmaine. That's what I'm saying. I'm not even trying to be negative about none of that stuff. You know, it's impossible for me to get mad about something I'm not getting paid to do anyway. You know, it's like someone taking your hobby from you. Yeah, what you gonna do? So that's how I felt. You know, that's how we're doing it. We're live here on the Wayne Bradley Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm gonna load up all my different commercials and stuff I have on here because I do have a few advertisers and sponsors that I've had and partners that I've worked with in the past. So if you're interested, maybe, you know, you're a small business and you want to do some advertising with me, give me a call or shoot me an email at wb@conservativebro.com and we can see if we can get you some nice little, you know, if you depend on what kind of business you are and it's a product that meshes well. You know, I can't promote crazy stuff, but if you have a nice product and I think it would be something that people that listen to my show, it's a good fit. Let's talk. All right. So, you know, like I said, we're gonna try the nights first. Nights are a little easier to manage than it is than the mornings. I'm not a morning person yet. So, yep. Oh, well, I'm gonna shout out the Gold Standard Massage Clinic in Southfield right now just because that's my girl. You know, it's free. That's the free pub. You know, give them a call at 248-567-2755. If you need that Gold Standard Massage, you know, if you've been stressed out, you've been working hard, go get you a massage. You definitely need that. She's working hard all across the city. You can see her everywhere, Charmaine, you know. So, nah, that's okay. I'll definitely let you come on and, you know, plug the show. We got to promote businesses, black businesses, the community. I'm all about that. So, you know, shout out to my guy Don at the 1917 Bistro. Black-owned business. Was catching all kind of wreck with me. You know, I'm not going to talk about that either. I'm trying to keep stuff positive tonight. Maybe one day we'll just do all the, you know, a little recap of all the crazy stuff that happened. But I got to call in now. Let me see. You listen, thank you for calling.
What's going on, Wayne Bradley?
What's happening?
Hey, this is Ishmael Terry.
How you doing, brother?
Doing well, man. You all right?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm happy to be back on the air, have a little voice, talk to my folks
right.
On both sides of the aisle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
Let's just have that honest discussion, you know?
Right. So, you know, as a Democrat, as one of the future leaders.
Yeah, I mean, as a Democrat, well, obviously you didn't want Donald Trump to win the election. What do you want to see out of a Trump administration, and what are you hopeful for, at least? Let's put it that way.
Okay, so one, I'm not like all of the consensus Democrats, you know that. I'm not the all hell about to break loose, and I do feel that gloom, like, oh, God, this is about to be 1-4 years that we may not want to remember. But then I also believe in giving him an opportunity. Let's just see what he do. You know, I know he's a Twitter-happy person, you know, and Lord forbid that is the only, you know, social media is playing a major role in people like myself, who are politicians. They're playing a major role in what we, how we get our communication out to people, our message out. And so I believe that that if Donald Trump really wants to make a positive change, I wouldn't say repeal the whole Obamacare, which that's what it's not called. But I would actually look at what makes sense. You know that almost 90% of the people that's on some form of health care have some pretty, you know, because of the food, the kind of food we intake, the issues in our plate, our tectonic plates that move our, even our salt water and even move our lakes and well water around. So we have those issues as well. And so with that saying, everyone has a predisposition of a health issue. It may be obesity, or it may just be heart disease, or like me, who suffered through cancer at one point in life.
Okay.
That would be the probably the only thing that I would say if you try to repeal it, which you can't because it's so wrapped up in the Constitution, you know, as far as in the constitutional laws of the Supreme Court, that it would take years before you even touch maybe 10 of them. That's how smart Barack Obama put that. And then now, as a business owner, as you know, do I support the universal health care completely? No, because as a business owner, I have to pay double the amount than if I had them on Medicare. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
It was cheaper for me to make sure that my employees are not on. You know, that's not. I don't have to pay for that.
Right,
because I can just keep them on that program, healthcare program, or Blue Cross and Blue Shield, which was another crime in itself. They were taking a lot of money too, but I would did it that way, and then just call it a day. But I also benefited from universal healthcare plan sports, and seeing it overseas, and that universal care does really work, you know, in the right hands. So, and it only thing it did was benefit the tax dollars because it was automatically inside of the millage. So you did never really see that pay, you know what I'm saying, coming out of your check.
Right.
Okay. So that's where the gray area is for me, and I would want to see him operate in that. The second thing, too, is, you know, I'll be honest with you. I did not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
For Bernie Sanders. For Bernie Sanders.
You do realize on the recount, if you wrote in Bernie Sanders, and I don't know if Democrats knew this or not, but for all the folks that did vote principally for Bernie Sanders, that in the recount, all those votes went for Hillary Clinton. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I know. I'm very much aware of that. You know, I'm in it deep.
Oh, man, you know, and you know, we could probably have a whole other show and talk about
about
clerk's office, bro.
Right. And so my thing
we ain't going to do that tonight, but that's
no,
a
not
whole
tonight. Are you at 910 Superstation? Where you at?
Oh, man, you know, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I'm not allowed in 910 anymore, man. I'm not even allowed to walk in the build or make a call or nothing. No, I'm not.
You're too much of a real Republican. No, I got you.
Yeah, man. You know, only Republican is loud on there right now, besides my boy Kerry, is Todd Corser. You know, Todd Corser is the neighborhood Republican on 910. That's what represents him.
Yeah.
They just put out a ruling today, looking for his is he even competent to stand trial? But that's
He's gay. How about that? I'm gonna say it.
But like I said, man, you know that They took me off the air on 9/10, you know, the week of the Donald Trump visit to Detroit. You know, that coincided.
You really put that out there. You know that, right? So once you got him here in Detroit, you knew he was in trouble.
His entry into Detroit coincided with my exit off the radio station. You know,
I voted for Bernie Sanders, and I did not vote for Bernie Sanders for the free college thing. I'm going to tell you this why. One, he came to Eastern Michigan. I was there, mm-hmm. right, in class. And our instructor said that Bernie Sanders is coming, and you guys need to go if you want to go, right? So I went. Now, what attracted me to Bernie Sanders? I'm a 45-year-old politician. I'm not a 25-year-old politician. Or even a 30-year-old
right.
politician. I'm a 15-year vet in this game as a politician. So you can't trick me into what, you know, I'm not gullible. I'm not going to listen to you say, I'm going to give you free college tuition. You can't do it because you would have to raise taxes. You would have to cut certain things to make sure that all people in the United States will get free taxes. I mean, get free school.
Right.
What would have made sense for him to say? Was to say, I'm going to make sure that the junior college, the small university, be able to get the financial backing, earmarked money that it would get the financial backing from the revenue sharing to that particular, like Henry Ford Community College, Wayne County Community College, improve that, have people go there. Do 2 years there. And then you can go and transfer to that university and probably get 15 to 20% off your tuition. Now, that would have drove home even the person up north who's driving an ATV with a shotgun on the back. That would have made even that person jump on board and be like, okay, you know what? I like Bernie. Because he's talking what we need to talk about, okay?
Right.
But you can't tell millions of people you're going to give them free college. Because you know what? The taxpayer is going to say, well, where that money coming from? And
every
time. I'm not footing the bill. Right. I'm not footing the bill.
Yeah, I know. Hey, bro, And the value of your college education would go down. The minute you make
it would be depleted. It would be like, what's worth for getting
like
that
a high
4 years? It would
be like a high school diploma.
It would be the equivalent of a high school diploma. Man, it would be worse. It would be like getting a GED.
It would be. And then on top of that, you would be in debt forever. Because you know they ain't going to make
it.
You'd be in debt
I majored
forever.
In pre-law and political science.
Indeed.
I would be in debt for the rest of my life. My kids will follow my debt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
we won't be able to collect Social Security the way they're going. That's going to be the new
twist. Come on now, Wayne. You're Republican. I'm Democrat.
It won't be there for us.
You know, we ain't getting no Social Security. Don't even put that out there. We got to be 85. We're going to have to be about 80 years old, 85 years old to be able to get Social Security now.
So once that means.
Me and your generation. Oh, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. We done. You better start looking at the S&P, the Dow Jones. You better start looking at crafting a portfolio that will actually be able to keep you afloat or even in riches. You know what I'm saying? Don't put it all in the housing market. You remember I was the director of Detroit Nonprofit Housing Corporation. Do not put your money right now in housing.
You're a smart man, brother. Hey, listen, I'm winding down here on my show. I only got like 20, about I had less than a minute left.
I'm sorry.
Listen, this is my first show back on the air. I'm just getting warmed up, man. We don't have plenty of time. I'm gonna send you an invite so we can do this thing. Like I said, live. Bring out both mics and really sit down and have this discussion, brother.
Man, what you know? Would be like to have Ishmael Terry and Wayne Bradley on.
There you go, man. That's what I'm talking about, man.
What Republican, what Democrat talking about the issues at hand? I mean, because no one is doing it. I just went to the NBC, the Mexican Black Caucus thing, for Keith Williams. And at the
I think I'm about to get cut off here, man. Showing off.
I love you dearly, and I'll talk to you. Reach out to me, 313-442-3604.
Thanks, brother. Good talking to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, bro. Peace.
All right, the Wayne Bradley Show is in completion. And we're going to end this episode. I want to thank everybody that was listening in. We're going to work on, Angie, we're going to work on the sound quality of the show. And we're going to work on getting everything good. But it was, I'm glad people got to listen in. Angie, you can also download my show now on iTunes. So if you did miss it, just go right on the iTunes, go to the podcast, and look up the Wayne Bradley Show, and you can, you know, you can download it then. So you, no need to, if you miss it, just go on there and download it. And you can also go on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to start adding it also to my website at conservativebro.com. So there'll be plenty of ways to hear the show. Thanks for everybody that called in. Thanks for everybody that's been listening on Facebook. I'm about to go off the air. You know, and enjoy the rest of my Wednesday night. Watch a little basketball. But thank you for everybody that listened in to the Wayne Bradley Show on Blog Talk Radio and also on Facebook. All my Facebook peeps, you want live? Y'all want me to go? What? Oh, I'm about to end my radio.